Today we had Josh Burgett with us, West Dell's varsity basketball coach. If you'd like to learn more, tune in.
What made you choose West Dell?
It's my home. It's where I went to school, so I wanted to come back home.
How is your first year at West Dell?
It's great. It's different than when I was here, but that's not bad. That's a good thing. So it's growing and moving in the right direction, so I'm excited to be a part of it.
What is your favorite part of working at West Dell?
The people I get to work with, the students, the staff, the coaches, everybody I get to work with. I love it.
Do you feel respected by students and staff at West Dell?
Yeah, for the most part. I think everybody probably feels a little disrespected at times, students and teachers and administrators from different situations. But, yeah, for the most part, I would say respected, yeah.
Has West Dell been the only school you've worked at?
No, I've worked at a bunch of different schools. So I student taught at Eastern in Greentown, Indiana, and then I taught second grade at Pioneer, taught fourth grade in Kokomo schools, taught middle school math at Lewis Cass, taught high school PE and health at Western Boone. I was the athletic director at Monroe Central. So I've been a few places.
What is the biggest opportunity you think West Dell has to offer?
Biggest opportunity? The fact that we offer as many things as we do here for the small school setting. So we have smaller classes, but the things that we offer and the fact that we are moving things in the right direction, our building looks good, looks nice, we're growing. Obviously, we got a new turf field that's not offered at all the small schools. I think we've got an innovative superintendent and school board that's pushing things in the right direction. So I love all that stuff. So we're not complacent because we're small. We're still trying to be shakers and movers, and I like that.
What is your favorite part about working at West Dell?
I think it's still the people that I work with, the adults and the students. I really enjoy everybody that I get to interact with on a daily basis.
Sorry, I messed that one question up. It's, what is your favorite part about West Dell?
Favorite part about West Dell, the family feel. I like the small school. It's kind of like a big family, so I really appreciate that, and our admin team's really close. I like that. That's unique. It's not like that everywhere, and so we communicate on a regular basis, and I really like that.
What school did you go to?
West Dell.
Do you feel like West Dell has changed for the better since you were a student?
Yep. I think I said that earlier probably, and I jumped the gun there and answered a question early, but yeah, I think it has. I don't think that it was bad when I went here. I just think that you can't be the same. The world's not the same as when I was a kid, so you have to change and be innovative, and I think that's happened.
What is the difference between being a student and working at West Dell?
Well, when I was a student here, we had payphones, and nobody had cell phones until I didn't have a cell phone until I got my driver's license as a sophomore, and it cost 10 cents to text. So cell phones, the technology has grown a lot. So it's just a completely different world that you guys grow up in. And I don't envy it because there's probably a lot more temptation and everything's just pushed worldwide. I mean, anybody could see anything on TikTok or whatever social media platform. And that's totally different than when I was here. We could be a kid and make kid mistakes and not everybody in the world knew about it. We just grew from that, from the adults that we talked to.
What sports did you play in high school?
My freshman year, I actually ran track because we didn't have a JV baseball team, but I played football, basketball, and baseball. Those were my main sports.
What was your favorite subject in high school?
I was a big math guy. I mean, PE, of course, I loved it. We had fun with our PE because we had a block schedule then, so we had an hour and a half, so we would went on a canoeing trip. We went to Ball State and played tennis. We had swimming at Ball State. We went to Alexandria and Bold, but we had plenty of time to do that, so it's different now because our classes are shorter, so I, of course, love PE, but I'm a big numbers guy, so I like math.
Did you like the block scheduling?
No, because the way we did it, I didn't even know any better as a student, but the way we did it, you had the same classes every day for 4.5 weeks. Other schools that I've seen do block scheduling will have like let's say a blue and a gold day, like Carmel has that. So my wife worked there for a little while, and they would have certain classes on blue day, and then the next day would be a gold day, and it was block scheduling, but you basically had that night plus the next day to get ready for your assignments done for the classes. So you had a whole day to get ready instead of just that night.
How does it feel to be a basketball coach instead of the athlete?
It's definitely a different hat to wear. I don't get to play the game. I retired from basketball in 2007 when I played my last game at Frankfurt. But it's different. You are the adult in the room, so you have to hold players accountable, and you have to remember that they're high school kids. And I know when I was a kid, I made poor choices at times, and I had to have coaches hold me accountable and tell me I was wrong. So I just try to stand up and be that guy that my coaches were for me. So that's how it's different for me, I guess.
What is one of the most challenging things to teach your players?
Some of it's to believe in themselves. I think that sometimes we get set in our ways of where we're at and what we think we are, and believing that you can compete with teams that I don't think are as better, or we can definitely play with. Sometimes we can pay attention to the jersey, the name on the jersey, and then we think that, well, that just means they're good. And so I think believing in themselves and believing they're better than they really believe they are is important. So that's a challenge, but it's something that I try to do.
What are your expectations of your team?
We want to be a disciplined basketball team, defensive-minded, play really hard every night, give everything we've got, and be a good example in the school building. Whether it doesn't have to be basketball-related, but whether it's showing up on time to classes, being respectful to your classmates or your teachers, those are the things that I want out of our players.
What is one of the most challenging things about being a coach?
Getting anymore, it's sometimes challenging to get support with the accountability piece, and it can be, at least. I haven't had that problem too much here, but at times you can have that problem where you have standards that you set for people. Like I said, I want to be the coach that I had when I was a kid and needed. In those moments, you don't see it as a kid, and you might be mad at your coach, and you don't think that they're trying to teach you something. But then as you get older and you kind of go through different experiences, you're like, I think that he was trying to show me something there. And you look back on that, and I have good relationships with the coaches that I had. And so being that example and holding people accountable to that, sometimes we're in an instant gratification world today. Everything's posted, everything's put out there, and everybody wants a reward right away. And it doesn't work that way. It takes time. It's a process. So I have to understand as a coach that sometimes holding kids accountable and doing those types of things, they may not love it in the moment, but they'll later on, hopefully they get the lesson.
What do you expect out of the upperclassmen?
To lead, to buy in. Since it's year one, that's sometimes challenging because they've had the same coach for 10 years and now it's a new coach and new system and new expectations. So I think that's a challenge, but I think they've done a good job. The guys that we have in our program are doing a really good job with that.
Do you have any hidden talents?
Hidden talents? Well, I don't know if it's a talent of mine anymore. I used to be, before video games were a huge, I guess, as big as they are now, I used to be decent at 2K, but I'm probably not anymore because I haven't played since I got married, basically.
What led you to be a coach?
Like I said earlier, I needed coaching when I was a kid. I needed those adults in my life. It takes a village. When you have kids, you understand that. It takes a village because at some point your kids probably aren't going to listen to every little word you say. So as a parent, you want coaches that will hold your kids accountable and do the things and reinforce the things that you do at home. And I had those growing up, and I want to be that for the kids that I coach.
What is one thing students would be surprised to learn about you?
Probably all the places that I've been, or when I first got here, I don't even know that everybody knew that I was from West Elk, because I haven't, as an adult, a professional adult, graduated from college, I haven't really lived in this area until I moved back to be the athletic director at Monroe Central about 2.5 years ago. So probably all the places that I've been able to live and work, and the different communities I've been able to work in, and the diverse situations I've immersed myself into and that have helped shape me. So probably that.
Now we're going to do a 45-second rapid-fire questions. If you could be any age forever, what would it be?
Any age? Oh, gosh. 30.
What would Team Burkitt's mascot be?
A warrior.
Are you a dog or a cat person?
Dog.
What's your favorite food?
Probably pizza.
What's your favorite season?
Fall.
What's your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
If you could ride any zoo animal, what would it be?
Any zoo animal?
Yes.
And it wouldn't attack me?
No.
Tiger?
What's a food you refuse to eat?
Peas.
Time's up. Thank you, Mr. Burkett.
20 Questions is a production of Westdale Warrior Cast, recorded in the podcast center located in room C10 of Westdale Middle High School, nestled in the rural surroundings of Gaston, Indiana. You can listen to all podcasts produced by Westdale Warrior Cast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you find your podcasts. If you'd like to contact us, please email us at westdalewarriorcast@gmail.com. You can also find Westdale Warrior Cast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Thanks for listening.